Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a blockbuster lawsuit from Apple accusing OpenAI of stealing trade secrets. According to The Verge, Apple alleges that OpenAI's hardware head and a couple of former Apple employees ran a coordinated scheme, including asking job candidates to bring unreleased Apple components to interviews for show-and-tell sessions.
The lawsuit gets specific. Apple alleges that one former employee accessed Apple's cloud storage weeks after leaving, using an authentication vulnerability he found. He downloaded dozens of confidential files, and Apple claims he shared them with another employee still at Apple. The company also alleges OpenAI coached departing employees on how to avoid Apple's security checks, advising them not to sign anything in exit interviews. OpenAI told The Verge they have no interest in other companies' trade secrets.
Here's one number to know. $700 billion in AI data center investment this year alone. The AP reports that build-out is already pushing up prices for memory chips and electricity, with economists at JPMorgan Chase estimating memory chip costs have soared by as much as 400% since 2024.
Starting with a funding story that touches on geopolitics, Fortune reports London-based Valerian has raised a $50 million Series A. The company builds a software layer that lets governments and enterprises use U.S. cloud providers like Amazon or Microsoft for AI workloads, while Valerian's system controls what data leaves and who can access it.
The idea is to address concerns around the U.S. Cloud Act, which can compel American companies to hand over data. Valerian's founders argue sovereignty needs to be built into the infrastructure itself, not just a settings toggle.
On the agent side, TechCrunch reports that Noose Research, the startup behind the popular open-source Hermes agent, is finalizing a new funding round. Sources say the company is raising at least $75 million at a $1.5 billion valuation led by Robot Ventures. Hermes lets users run AI agents that can automate tasks, and it's gained a massive following on GitHub with over 200,000 stars.
The Financial Times reports that companies including DoorDash, Siemens, and Airbnb are turning to Chinese AI models to cut costs and reduce reliance on U.S. technology, a shift that reflects both pricing pressure and geopolitical concerns around AI infrastructure.
And on pricing, Anthropic is extending free access to Claude Fable 5 for subscribers through July 19th. It was supposed to switch to pay-per-use today. The decoder sees this as a direct response to pricing pressure from OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol and cheaper competing models.
One thing to try if you're building a home lab for AI work is looking at decommissioned enterprise GPUs. A detailed post on the local Llama subreddit benchmarks cards like the NVIDIA P100 and V100, which you can find for under $200.
The author spent a year testing these cards and found that while they have end-of-life software and poor power efficiency, you can work around the limits by compiling older AI software from source. For a lab you power off between tasks, they offer a massive amount of VRAM for the price, like 16 gigabytes on a V100, which is hard to ignore for local model testing. That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.